Obviously, they had the chances as well in the first half, but we defended with our lives, and off a set piece, we got a goal. Great, scrappy goal, really, from Hawley. It dropped down to him, and obviously, he's put it back of the net. And like I say, it's a typical Championship game. If you don't take your chances, you don't win the game, and they've not taken the chances, and we've took ours.
He showed the endeavour, didn't he, Ryan, to get in there and essentially tackled the ball into the goal?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's like in the Championship. Obviously, your set pieces are important, and you see it in most games now. And that's what we look to do, off of set pieces, try to, you know what I mean, create chances, and we've done that. And Ryan Hall's got in a good position and slammed it home.
How important was it to get an early league win? Because as a team that's won promotion, you just want to get some points on the board quickly, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, against Derby County, who obviously played so well in the playoffs, should have been in the Premier League, really, in my opinion. But it was a good test for us down there, and like I say, we coped with them really well. I thought definitely should have been a draw on the day. I mean, we had our chances, and we didn't take them, and they took theirs, and we've took it on to Fleetwood. I know it were a scrappy game, but then again, it's another win at home. And today against a well-drilled Wolves team, I think we cancelled each other out most of the game, and obviously set pieces come up, and we've scored off it. And then some last-ditch tackling from a few of the defenders and that, which great team spirit, and that's what we're all about. You know, we're all in it together.
Yeah, on that point, I think it's been quite evident in the first two league games that the team has managed to maintain that character which has helped them win back-to-back promotions, despite the fact that a lot of new players have joined. How have the club managed to keep that there?
Well, I think the gaffer's brought in some good faces, really, who are hungry and got something to prove, and it's showing them players who have come in. You know what I mean? They've blended in really well, and you can see in this performance we're a very well drilled team, and we're hard to break down, and we'll always create chances. We've just got to take them.
By beating Wolves, have you perhaps shown that you are capable of more than just survival this year, which I'm sure will be the first priority, but people are already sort of looking beyond that, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I signed, it was saying we're not looking just to stay up, we want to do something in this league, and that's why I've come here, and probably that's why a few players have come here, because there's something happening here, and obviously there's a winning mentality here, getting back-to-back promotions, and I think we'll surprise a few teams this year. I mean, we're a very organised team, and like I say, if we can just be a bit better in that final third, I think we'll surprise a lot of teams this year.
How pleased are you with your start as well? Watching you today, I remember watching you all those years ago at Doncaster Rovers, and it seems like you've just carried on from that and a very productive display today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've had a bit of a stop-start season last year, and this year I just want to knuckle down, really, and just play week in, week out. And like I say, he's given me the chance here to play week in, week out. And like I say, you've got to keep your shirt, because there's some good players on the bench as well, and that's what I'm trying to do.
And he asks a lot of you, Steve Evans, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm all about, really. Bags of energy. And I feel like I can get about the pitch, break things up, start play, and maybe try to get a goal here and there. I mean, I've had a good save off Granty last week, hit the post on Tuesday. And like I say, it's not really had much chance today to get that forward, but it'll come. I'll get a couple of goals as well.
How was the dynamic work with Lee Frecklington, who you played alongside today? As you mentioned, you've kind of had to do some of the tougher jobs to give him sort of the freedom to move on, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows what Frex is all about. He likes to get forward, get goals, and we've got a good little partnership in there. Obviously, if I go once or twice in a game, he'll sit, but majority I'll sit and let him just bomb on and feed on the bits off the striker.
And there's so much competition within the team, isn't there? The new players have come in. A lot of the players who won promotion are still here, and you know, we've seen six changes today. You look at the bench, and I guess anybody on that bench could have easily started.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, he's brought in 11 new faces, and they're all good quality faces. Do you know what I mean? There's who's had championship experience. I mean, like I say, Matt Derbyshire has been around. You know, he's played at the top level. And he's come on and done fantastically well. And like I say, everyone's chomping at the bit to get a shirt, and that's why I think good competitive team, you know, because everyone wants to keep that shirt and play so well.
And I guess that the Championship experience, yeah, it's helped you win a game today, but it's maybe more important for when you lose a game like this, which will probably happen at some point in the season, because you're going to hit the highs like this, you're going to lose a scrappy game or two, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, like I keep saying it going on, this is a Championship. You never know what the result's going to be. If you don't take your chances, the other team will always create a chance, and if they score, you know what I mean, it's as easy as that. You can lose 1-0 as well as win 1-0, do you know what I mean? It's one of them leagues.
It's your first league game here. Great crowd, you know, nearly 11,000. You're going to get another chance on Tuesday as well. You need to make this a tough place to come, don't you?
Yeah, and I think we will do. Do you know what I mean? It'd be tough for teams to come here because they'll know they're going to be in for a battle for 90 minutes. And that's what we're all about. We're a high-pressure team. We counter-attack teams and obviously set pieces as well. So it's going to be a tough place to come. And like I say, you've got to work on your home form and obviously try to pick up a points away.
And it doesn't get any easier, does it? You play Derby, the beaten playoff finalists. You get Wolves, who won the division last year in League One, and now you get Watford, another fancied team, don't you?
This league's ridiculous for me. I mean, you look at on paper, there's no easy teams. I think it's probably one of the most competitive leagues out there. I mean, you just never know who's going to win. So we've just got to be on as top form like we've got to be all season, really.